speaking about Fateless, which is a beautiful, devastating film about the Holocaust and a young boy's experience in the camps, based upon a novel by a gentleman named you're going to have to help me with the Imre Kertész, I think.
Kertész, yes.
Yeah, and it's about
that is S in Hungary. Right.
And I thought the analogy right away to the film, I thought immediately of Polanski's The Pianist, which I thought was also, it's in that class easily, and it's very much of a, but what really gets you is how horrific and yet beautiful at the same time. It's really, it produces an unusual feeling of tension, and yet fascination all the way through. I mean, you could just watch this film on a visual level and not even hear the dialogue. But of course, you should. But
that was our imagination. You know, when I talked the first time with Imre Kertész, he knows my past as cinematographer, and our first meeting was about how we have to make a new language of this film. I mean, film language, of course. And there was only one way to go, the visual way. And I think he knows I'm going to, because in cinematography I think about images. And when I know this story, and I love this story, I fall in love really with the literature, actually, which I never read before, and in Hungarian literature. And I was really thinking, how can I go? And as I'm very happy you said to me, it's so strong images. So I'm really believe that the people who go to the cinema take first images from the screen. And then he's going to think about dialogue. And actually, people not even hear the first dialogue, just see pictures. And in the pictures, really catch you and go into your heart and go to your soul. Then you start to hear the dialogue, what's going on there. But the first, which is important, the first image which drives you in a good way or a different way, or the way what we want as filmmaker. So I was quite sure we have to go to visual way and try to make images which you can take home, and hopefully you cannot forget it. And that was a way to find very strong frames, very strong images, very strong movement, because I was behind the camera also. That I had a cinematographer, but I direct this film really through the camera. No other way to do.
I really didn't. One thing that I also admired about it is that it doesn't seem to really have any narrative fat on it. It goes very. It's a very clean story. You don't ever feel that the story is meandering or waiting. I felt very engrossed by everything that was happening, and I presume that the adaptation, as it's always a difficult process to adapt a novel. Can you tell me how that happened and what that process was? Because it's a very, very strong adaptation.
I was in a good and lucky situation, because Imre Kertész, you know, who's one of those writers, I think a very, very rare of those writers who knows what's the difference between films and literature, with film and books. So when he gave me this book, he said, you know, I want to give you something which is my material, my book, as present for you, and you should give me back another present, which is your vision about. And that was the most beautiful deal between a writer and filmmaker, because he never wants to sit on me and never wants me ask me back about the book. He said, listen, like, don't look at me, don't even look after me, because I am this boy. It's his own story, but you know, it's not me, it's one of those boys who been there. And it was a beautiful thing what he said about, you know, Lajos, this boy is created by the literature. This boy is created by the words. It's not a boy. It's a boy will be when you give a life for him. So he really believed me. He really trusts me, and he never came behind me and searched me what I'm doing. So he gave me this material. I was very free to do it. So give me the book, because he always asked me if you really want to do this film, I'm going to make a script for you. No one else can do the script out of this material, because it, even the dialogue is really lying in between the sentences. It was no dialogue in the book, really, you can use it. Because everything is in the book, and so he has to really mine out of it. And he made it for me, and he was giving to me, and it just came really at once, and the very beginning to the set, I just want to see the boy, because never see the boy before, just on the picture. And he wants to see the family, which is looking around, and want to hear me, how I'm going to talk to the actors. So he came to see everything, and he was very happy. He said, you know what, I'm not coming to you. I'm not coming after you. I don't want to be in the set and disturb you, because you're making the film what we're talking about. So he never came just once, and at the very middle of the film, when we get a financial break, unfortunately, and he then I can show him all those sets which we build up, or the concentration camps like Buchenwald and Zeit, which made around Budapest. And then he came to me at the very end when I made my post production, which was in Berlin, because I used the German co-production money for the post-production of the sound. So I made a mixture there. So because he's living in Berlin now, he came to the studio, and he just wanted to see image and sound finally together, and he was a very happy person. So I get a great situation, because he really believes this is the language of this film, and he let me do it.
I think I remember reading, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that the film...
Sorry?
I'm about to recount something that I read about the production of the film, which is that I read, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that it was interrupted halfway through, money ran out, or something caused a shutdown.
Yes.
Can you please tell me what that was about and how that...
Yes, it happened. We ran out of the money, because, you know, we started... very early to build up this production, actually 2 years before the Nobel Prize happened.
Okay.
And when we get a Nobel Prize, the Hungarian government decides to give us the half of the budget, which is a very big deal. And they give us a budget, and then we start to find partners. Of course, with a lot of money in our pocket, we can find the partners of Germans and English partners. And but the middle of it... So I had a producer before I start, and this producer really made me a very bad situation, because all the money ran away. We don't know how. I still don't know till today how we spent all this money. And one day they came to me and said, we have to stop, but just for 1 week. Of course, there was a lie. And the next day they said, no, we have to make another week, then another week, and then another week. So when we get a 4 weeks, I said, listen, I can't go with you anymore. And we break up for 3.5 months. I really thought, as everybody else, I can't finish this film. And then that was the time when I asked another producer, who called András Hámori, who is living in Los Angeles, who is a great producer, before I did Sunshine, for example, and Max. And he said to me, if you really have a problem, call me. So I did call him, and he came over to Budapest, and we restructured everything. But we lost a lot of things. I was very afraid to, how can I finish? How can I use this boy after 3 months? But I just find out it's good for me, because this whole movie about changing and about losing. And because we want to show at the end of the film what happened with those people, especially the boy, after a year. We have to show the different person at the end of the story. So I used his change, because he gets taller and he gets bonier, he lost some weight, and his eyes went a little bit deeper. So I said, okay, let's go to the positive way. So I used those things. Even this unfortunate break was terrible. So we finished this way. I have a new producer with who we're still working together. He's still very, very helpful for me, and they made a lot for the film. How they care about this film still today, because if you finish the film, it's not ended up. We just start to find out what's the future of this film. I'm still there. So part of it, we're talking to each other.
As I was saying, the film
That was a story about the break, which was absolutely. I went back to a little bit to the government. I went back to the Hungarian Film Foundation, and they find out the new way to use all those money, which is ready for us, but it's too late. If you're shooting, you need the money today, not tomorrow. So they find a bank who pre-finance us. So it was a very difficult, but we did it.
It's interesting. It should be interesting to anyone who sees your film, and I urge everybody to make an effort to see it. It's quite beautiful and moving. But you're also a very popular DP with mainstream studio productions, and you've shot some very mainstream films like Albert Brooks's Mother and the comedy Out to Sea with Jack Lemmon and Born Yesterday back in 93, Wrestling Ernest Hemingway, When a Man Loves a Woman. Very solid work, but just intriguing that your palette is as rich as that you can basically do very nice work. I mean, I thought Max actually was extremely nice as well. I really loved how that was photographed. But you're quite versatile in your palette and your visual eye. It just strikes me. I mean, is this? Do you enjoy doing these mainstream films? I mean, are they satisfying for you, or is it just basically, you know, work that you appreciate and you value, but you're I'm just wondering how you feel.
I'm very happy to be in America because, you know, I was really lucky because everybody who wants me as cinematographer, they ask me to using my brain, and actually they're saying you're using my eyes through my soul, which is they call like European thinking soul, and this was for important because otherwise you are just a technical person, and I never been a technical person. I grown up, you know, with Istvan Szabó before I did 26 years together till today, like Mephisto and Colonel Radel and Sunshine and all those films, even Meeting Venus and Being Julia, which was just the last one, and so I was very close to the people, to the director who asked me to work. Even it's a good sample. You mentioned me a couple of ones, like Wrestling Ernest Hemingway was very much the way I think about people, about human beings. Doesn't matter where you are, you're America or you're Mexico, doesn't matter. I make a lot of beautiful story about a human being, which is the same everywhere in the world. It's, for example, the Wrestling Ernest Hemingway talk about your possibilities, even you are you getting in your age, and this is so important. And the other one, the two great ones, like Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, there was a privilege to be with them, and we really became friends. But another movie which you didn't mention that was very important for me, Jodie Foster's film, like Home for the Holiday, and let's just talk about the same problem as everywhere in the world. You know, they talk about Thanksgiving, but we're celebrating Christmas in this way, and everybody waiting for the moment, I mean the family waiting for the moment when they get together around the table and everybody carrying his own problems and putting on the table on the certain moment. And that was so familiar for me to work with the kind of people like Jody, who is very much educated the European way. So that was great because everybody asked me this way, because when I came over to this part as director, it was not really strange for me to do it, because I was very much involved, especially with Istvan Szabó. With each film what we did, he always asked me about script, about wardrobe, about location, about everything. We did everything together.
I noticed
so
that.
I give a little longer answer.
I was just noticing that there is a new Istvan Szabó film called Rokonok. Rokonok?
Yes, we just did Rokonok, exactly. How you know so well in Hungarian?
It's just here on the IMDb, I'm just reading the titles.
Yeah, Rokonok is called Relatives.
Okay.
We just finished, Istvan is just finishing the mixing, and I'm going to work in the laboratory even tomorrow. And it will be the Hungarian Film Festival in the 31st of January, and we will be the opening night, opening film.
The Hungarian Film Festival, which unfolds in Budapest, I presume.
In Budapest.
How long has that film festival been going? I'm interested in festivals over there.
At the week is just before Berlin starts.
Okay.
As always, that was the idea.
Right.
To make this film festival this time because, you know, if it's just before Berlin and even somebody comes from Europe or from America or England, the people who make critics and writing about films, they're coming because the Berlin is there. So it's just a week before it's coming everybody to Budapest, then go to Berlin. Otherwise, we thought nobody comes to Budapest. So that was a good idea to make it so close to Berlin.
Okay. How would you describe the health or the vitality of the film industry in your native country? Would you say, how would you compare it to, say, 10 years ago?
I really don't hear you.
How would you describe the vitality or the health of the film industry in Budapest and your country in general? Would you say it is?
Financially we have a real problem. It's a post financing film system. It's very bad because, you know, nobody really has, basically, I mean, all the studios what we have now or private studios don't have enough money to start. And so you need a bank today to start. Even you have a money from the government because you win the money from the government, then you have to go to the bank, find a bank who pre-finance you. Then the Film Foundation giving back the money to them later, after receipts and bills, of course. It's a little bit difficult to do the movie this way, but the good thing is we have very good, very talented new filmmakers, at least three generations of them. And they are very good, very talented. The good thing is they never want to be against those films what happened before. They didn't came up with the new language before. They want to go against everything what happened before. Just they have a new language. They try to speak with a new film language, which is not articulated yet well, but it will be. So I think we have a real good filmmakers today. I see some future for them.
Are there sound stages for Rent in Budapest that American?
Yeah, we have sound stages, not many.
Okay.
Actually, you know, everywhere it happened the same when I was in Cinecittà in Italy with Giuseppe Tornatore. When I did Malena and Legend of 1900, the same situation. The TV eat up everything. That's a problem. So the TV studios take from one of those studios which was for film. So now we have just only the rest of it, but now today, at least three different companies planning to build new sound stages, because everybody knows there's no other future for the Hungarian filmmaking. We need people who want to come to Budapest to shoot, because the city, everybody loves the city, everybody loves Budapest. There's so many possibilities to shoot different countries, different cities here, but we need sound stages. It's not enough yet.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, many people for the last, you know, 10 years or so have been going to Prague to shoot.
Yeah, Spielberg been here in Munich, and they love to be here and used.
Right.
They just tell if we have studios, they maybe just took a longer time here, but we didn't have.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm hoping that Israel open up. Maybe it'll be at this coming Cannes Film Festival. Or when do you think people might have a chance to see that? Do you have any idea how whether it'll be viewable later this year or on the summer, or what's the plan?
Which movie? You mean?
The Isfan Zabel film that you've filmed.
I don't know because we're just opening the film. Hmm. So we don't have anybody yet who saw the film.
Right.
Cannes is possible, they love Istvan,
right.
Or Venice is possible,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't show anybody yet.
What has been the reaction to Fateless in your country? I presume it's already open there, yes?
It's a very good reaction, mm-hmm. Even if people have a kind of mixed critic at the beginning, which happened, I think, because, you know, it's a very unique book, and even the Curtis book was very, very mixed up as the people received. So when you came out about this book, make a film also, of course it has a new element in the film because it be using this visual language, which is not really very well known. The people was a little bit surprised what happened. What is this film? Because everybody said it's impossible to make for film. Now everybody knows we made it and they're happy about it. And so after that, after the first moment, we had a break number of the audience in Hungary. It's still happening because we have a huge number of the people, especially from the teenagers, which was a huge surprise for the distributors also. Nobody counted on them because the teenagers came and find this boy as a lovable boy, because that's why, because you go to cinema, you need a hero, and you find your hero there. This boy is fantastic and everybody loves him in the first minute, and after you find your fate, that's a fate which could be for your fate, it could be your fate, especially in this age as he is. And so the people from the teenager age, everybody went 2-3 times to see the film, because everybody take the friend the next day, on the third day they take the whole class from the school. And it's still happening. So we have a very huge number, very well received, and the people really thanks for it. I never had so many thanks on the street when I'm going on the street. Everybody else, thanks for this film. I've been so many countries, so many different cities, not just Europe, but now in America, so many different places. We had screening for different festivals, and people really thanks for it. It's a great feeling.
I'm going to urge again everyone listening to make every effort they can to see Lajos's film, which is called Fateless, and it is arguably, in my mind, the first great film of 2006. And I thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me. And I hope we meet up someday.
Okay.
All right, take care.